rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You want the cycles of debilitating anxiety to end. Not just for you, but for the millions of people across this country trying to push their feelings down and just move the fuck on. It's a skill you've acquired personally. I think it's your power. Nevertheless, you have been having a terrible 7 days and you just want someone to acknowledge how hard it can be, because being a warrior is not your vibe either. That's why you keep that shit on screen securely, sitting on top of a cloud. Speaking of which, where is the nearest cloud upon which you can lounge? Those mythical babies painted on the ceiling of cathedrals in Italy might hold secrets to a more chill and productive outcome of your life. There are only so many ways you can reroute your thoughts to reverse the terrible things you say about yourself. And that's because anxiety comes like waves crashing on the side of the fucking Titanic, threatening your entire safety. And it's like the trunk of that elephant, sick of that girl's shit and her stupid friends taking pictures of it as they continue to ignore the feelings of that elephant. Anxiety and the attacks are large, loud, and angry. So with the information I'm sharing with you today, I'm going to synthesize ancient wisdom with modern science. You want to reduce the doom prophecies swirling around your head like pink and blue cotton candy at the county fair. Ultimately, those thoughts make your head and stomach churn. Thoughts like, boo, that could go wrong, or you will fail, bitch. Those thoughts are met with good tactics you learned from the read or from your therapist. Like, practice gratitude or whatever the fuck they tell you to do. Yet every day, you have to fight with yourself just to face the fucking day. You don't know how exactly to do it. You force yourself. And doing that seemingly, that seems like a good way to expend your energy for meaningful activities like, I don't know, living, paying your bills, going to sleep on time and waking up at a reasonable time. So when you're done with all that self-talk reassuring you that it's okay to leave the seclusion of your home or your apartment, then head to work, get there, check your emails. You're overwhelmed already. And the process starts all over again. It's like a fucking never-ending nightmare. And like I said earlier, millions of people deal with these same feelings across the country, across the world. And you particularly want to occupy your mind with information that helps you be more social, get more dates, have more money, all that kind of stuff. You want those social interactions not to end with the awkward silence that they normally do. Not only then you want those people to be your friends in the future. How do you do that? Well, you know you're dope and you know how dope you are. And by the time you get done listening to today's episode, you will have vital information that makes it easier to let the world know who the fuck you are and not to fuck with you any longer. In other words, the title of this episode is called Authentic Expression, and I'm your host, Devon. Thank you for listening. By visiting the link in the description, it becomes 1,000 times easier to unlock secrets on navigating this thing called life. If you continue listening any further, warning, the principles you learned today will start you on the shortest path to stop working that dead-end job and never having enough money to last to the next paycheck. Yes, you can start paying off your student loans a little sooner. You can make your husband happy by being able to afford a night out on the town, honey. Then you start getting continual flows of bags, you know, the kind that have money in them. Your family basically will think you're a drug dealer because you're not turning around and asking your mom for money every time you need it. Please visit the link in the description. It is to the secretenergy.com Mindful Fund. And through Secret Energy, I am an affiliate. So simply by clicking the link, I get credit for you clicking. So, and not in the money kind of way. I just want to direct you to that thing. But there's tons of information there. This is where I get all my information. Secret Energy is the one of the last stops on my quest to finding somebody that I fucking could understand and trust. There is a lot of spin, a lot of spiritual spin out there. And I'm just like, girl, I was raised Baptist. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, well, that ain't gonna happen, bitch. So visit the link in the description. Thank you so much. And that's why you are so shy, but you're too freaky, you know? You're freaky on Twitter. You got a freak Twitter. You got a freak Tumblr. You got all this freaky stuff. You're doing all this risky behavior on the weekends. You're up on Twitter all day trying to become saved by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. By the way, how's that working for you? Great to know. Well, over here at Devaughn.org, DVAUGHN.org, I'm lucky to be a part of some cool forums, some deep forums. Like, shit, that takes me all day to read. That's why I cut my cable, but I have to buy HBO now because they're trying to come out with, like, black entertainment now. But there are these forums that I'm a part of that cater to my personal intense need to understand the true nature of reality. It's the weirdest fucking rabbit hole I've fallen into, but it's weird because I found this is the crazy thing about my quest on Center of the Sun is that it's weird how I found a man and a woman, a white man and a black woman, or a white woman and a black man who agree. Like, literally, like, two parts of the world, two different higher powers, everything. But all the same information because, you know, I'm evidence-based. I go where the patterns are. I go where the data is. And basically, I'm a part of evidence-based conspiracy theory forums, and honestly, I'm just getting my entire life. So I'm going to cite my sources as best as possible in the blog post associated with this episode at Devaughn.org. But you can look at the cited sources, but I'm going to just explain it to you today. So you're welcome. Thank you for listening. And it seems like all this research. The research that I am going to cite today, it kind of stopped around 1997. I'm pretty sure I was in third grade or something. I don't know, but fourth grade. I forget. Basically, I went into high school in 2001, so I can't remember. But I was a freshman. I'll never forget that. But I am not entirely sure why the research around this information stopped in the 90s. Just going to say that out loud. And then since the 90s, healthcare and everything has skyrocketed. And, you know, let's just get on my conspiracy theory tip here. By covering up data that supports the fact that what you believe how you think and what you do every day has the biggest impact on your life and your environment. So, anxiety, I believe, is the imbalance of that natural motivation, that natural animism to get up and do something, anything, every single fucking day without fail. Your desires even get jumbled up with the desires and expectations you sense from other people and your environment. It's hard to decipher what is healthy, what's a healthy thought, what's a bad thought, what's a healthy food, what's a bad food. No one knows how you're feeling. No one knows the depths of your pain. Sometimes occupying your mind is the only thing that keeps you at bay, like all of you, unfortunately. One day, you might be able to donate your weighted blanket to someone that needs it more than you. After today, you won't wish the week was over. After today, you'll start wishing for more time with your family. After today, you won't have time to continue trying to be positive. You'll just walk with a purpose and be your fucking highest self. There's nothing positive about being your highest self because it just is. When I'm done sharing with you this exciting new and old science, your horrible anxiety will start dissolving. And not in a way that's like, oh, I'm healed. I am healed. No, it's not all that. You won't be forced to feel like you have to work from home anymore. You know, after learning about this new information, you will be able to stop biting your nails in the middle of the night, thinking about the day you haven't even started. Oh, also, did I mention that you'll save money because you will no longer have to replace your tennis shoes as often? After today, you'll stop walking the 3 extra blocks to avoid that friendly cashier at the deli. Don't get me wrong. There's probably a good reason why you're avoiding that person. But today's episode is packed with foundational information to stop the panic, worry, and compulsion to put your beautiful soul down. You are a supreme being and you cannot be contained in this physical reality. And before we get to this intense mind hack, you should understand that the data is there and it's driving it. And it's evolving and it's being applied to principles that we have continued to develop to this day. So let's start by defining scientific models. I want you to think back to 1990s. No, I'm just playing. About like 2007, I guess. America's Next Top Model was airing on the CW. Women from all over the world. Or not over the world, I guess just the country. No, I guess they had all kinds of America's Next Top Models by then, but they would submit their photos to a panel of judges that included Tyra Banks or some celebrity like Rita Ora or whatever the fuck VH1 decided to do. But like any contestant, or sorry, not any contestant, like any contest, you likely disagreed completely with some of the decisions of the winners. Like, I remember in cycle 10, Whitney won, but like she was like an idiot. Like she like, well, like I have a black friend, like girl, bye. Or like even though the Laura James cycle like sucked big balls, she skated by because of the weird way they tried to make social media thing in that season. It was like, why are we incorporating? Okay, anyway, this is not American Idol, but anyway, moving along to cycle 14, rather. I personally believe they had the best international destination. I'm like still happy about that place, but I would have never thought Krista would win the cycle. And regardless of your feelings, the one thing you did agree with Tyra about is that the models that were on the show, they actually deserved to be there. They had all the right bones and limbs and courage and speeches and things to get out there and make their mark. That was the point of America's Next Top Model. Do you want to be on top? Side note, ironically, it took other iterations of their modeling career to be on top. Like, it didn't just stop at, you want to be on top? No, it just kept going. But America's Next Top Model was the catalyst upon which they built their career. On any level of science or fashion, that is exactly how you define a model. A framework of ideas and guesses that get you steps closer to your answer, but maybe isn't not the answer, but it's a good framework. Models, like on America's Next Top Model, are not the truth, but they can give you an idea of how those pants or feelings will fit under normal circumstances. In Tyra's case, who could be the most effective representative of fashion brands? That was her decision that she had to make, even though it was fucking stupid half the time. In the case of your never-ending anxiety, what model can you employ to help balance your shyness with your freakiness? You know, it's like two intense feelings, but they're kind of just there and you don't know what to do because there's still you in there being like, how do I decide? Today, I'm going to ask you to pay close attention to the theoretical model of substance as defined by a doctor named William Tiller. Basically, he states that traditional notions of atoms and neutrons and protons and electrons and all that bullshit, well, which is real, but just is not the foundation of our reality. In addition to how you interact with that confusing part of reality, just like I talk about all the time on Center of the Sun, those ideas have been called into question. And I call them ideas because they are just other theories that we're applying to reality, just like the theoretical model of substance. So suspend the theories of relativity and particle theory and atomism and all that kind of stuff. Suspend those ideas. Imagine you know nothing. Imagine that you know so little that science is shifting to ideas that account for forces that are currently not even being defined by physics. They're being ignored completely. That's why when you look up the theoretical model of substance, or what is the name of this fucking article called? The fucking energy fields of the human body. When you look up these evidence-based journals, guess what? You can't find them. Don't ask me why. I have no idea. I have to get them from like a man on an anonymous forum, but I got it. And the alternative model of how the world works will give you concrete evidence of how to stop panicking every fucking day. The first thing Tiller discovered all the way back in the 60s during the civil rights movement, I think that was a distraction. I'm like, now that I'm reading this, I'm like, oh, it all kind of stopped. It's kind of started and stopped around this time. Back in the 60s, Tiller discovered that there were more forces in nature than the ones you learned about in school, like gravity and electromagnetism and nuclear energy and all that kind of stuff. There are forces that we can observe and measure in nature. By putting plants on a machine similar to one that could like monitor your heart rhythm, Tiller discovered that outside of the forces I just named, like gravity and electromagnetism and nuclear forces, plants. Plants have another, like, other forces that we can see on a screen in addition to the forces, you know, like when you get your heart rhythm measured and you see that beep, you need a little line going across the thing. That is electromagnetism. That's electricity going through your body. But in addition to the electricity in your body, there are other forces at hand that are measured with like a fucking telescope connected to a early laptop. It was a weirdest shit. I'm like, a Pentium 100 Dell? What the hell? Kind of, but they did. And by putting plants on that machine, he was able to not only dive deep into like plant theories and shit. For some reason, the government has been ensuring that this information is hidden from future generations. So that's why I'm sharing it with you today. He also compared the energy of those plants with humans that have the ability to heal with their hands via like Reiki or like acupuncture or like energy healing or whatever the fuck. I don't know. Guess what? You possess the same force that keeps all other life forms moving and evolving. Tiller used all kinds of instruments, like I said, telescopes and cameras and scopes and shit to see what this energy looks like. It was very easy to record. Like, oh, you can record life force energy with a camera? Yes! The evidence is here. And by listening to the podcast, I can assure you that I checked my sources. You can visit my blog, devon.org. And the main thing I wanted to point out was that even in the middle of the desert, or under controlled conditions of his lab, Tiller was able to measure in various different ways forces that were naturally occurring and that we also did not have evidence of prior to the experiment. We didn't understand it. We still don't. That's why I'm like, wait, I have to read a journal from the 1960s. Well, no, it's from the 90s, but the research is from the 60s. Tiller electrocuted so many fucking plants. I feel bad for the plants. I'm like, oh my God. But he did it because he was intrigued by the results. He put probes on the leaves of the plants. You know, like the first experiment was like, let's just attach it to the stem. Didn't work. Let's attach it to the leaves, you know. But what he found was that every time he probed a plant, it stopped cooperating. And it actually, the energy was not measurable anymore. It would like shift. Or the plant would get mad or it would get irritated. Like, and it won't, nobody likes being electrocuted. But basically, before electrocution, there was energy, you know, base energy. And then they put a specific amount of energy into that plant. And they could measure both forces separately. Weird. Then his dumbass used a living tree in the middle of the desert, like in the 60s. There was no interference. There weren't as many electrical things existing back then. He accidentally pointed his device to the sky and found the same life force that he saw on that living tree in the skies. From like a mile away, though. It was weird. He was like, wait, we can connect a wire to you, but like, what if I look at you through a camera? Can I still sense energy from you? Like back then, like you would think they were like lit. But by measuring plants and humans in an alternative model of science, Tiller did not find new answers. He only found new fucking problems that he had to solve. Or he's still alive, so he's probably still working. He's probably out here grinding. The first thing he found was that plants self-managed their energy. Like I said earlier, you know, it didn't matter what he did with those plants. Those plants decided to turn off their signals, decided to turn off their frequency that they radiated into the environment. Just like, what's that Matt, what's his name? What's the movie where the plants were killing everybody? Anyway, when he looked at conscious humans, he found that when people directed similar energy, like if they were annoyed or had a feeling, he can measure that, you know, on the skin or through whatever medium. You know, there are various ways that we measure electrical activity in our bodies. And then he gave them a small dose, kind of like, you know, if somebody's like giving you a EKG. Yeah. Then he would be like, or to measure your heart rhythm, he would, you know, give you a little shock and see how long it took to go through your body. And he was able to measure not only the electrical magnetic forces in the body, he could also measure similar frequencies that emanate from plants. And because there were like a lot of frequencies and shit going on, he saw that heat thermodynamics started, you know, popping up. Heat was created by the humans that thought about something intensely, like, ooh, I'm going to take this tumor out of your belly, girl. Like, mm-hmm. And it created heat. Like me right now talking, I create heat in my body. But it's not clear. It's not clear what he did. Because he keeps asserting, you know, we just need more data. We need more studies. We need more studies that never fucking happened. Well, I'm not through all the research and stuff that I've been delving deep into. But It's like when you start ruminating and can't stop. The anxiety keeps building up inside of you. But you bite your nails, you smoke a cigarette, you drink, you do this, you do that. You want to expend that energy. But what if you, okay, you know what? Let me not get ahead of myself. What he also discovered, this is so exciting. What he also discovered is that though some people are naturally better at directing their life force, it is possible to develop the ability control and direct your own life force inside of your body and outside of your body, girl. Finally! Like, what? Tiller also continued to assert that all of this was made possible by intelligent structure of the universe. So, you know, when you see 777, 11111, like all of those like intuitive things that you pay attention to are the structure of the universe because they talk to you. And it makes sense to you, like, yeah, up and down. You know, like, they're just things that make sense to you. And underneath the hood of everything we call reality is this structure. And some people call it sacred geometry or math or particle physics or whatever it is. We know there's a structure. We just can't define it. But we know it's not particle physics. I know that much. I'm like, I know it's not fucking Albert Einstein's ass, dumbass. Another dimension, basically, this structure of the universe exists in another dimension outside of space and time. So basically you can take you can stop sucking Albert Einstein's dick in that pew now. He was never the smartest man in the room, even though he was very intelligent. He wasn't the most intelligent. He did not have all the answers. He had a model that we all accepted, I think, because he was Jewish or something. I don't know. It was right after the Holocaust. I'm like, why do we trust him so much? Like, we must have really felt bad about the Holocaust. Anyway, his legacy, Albert Einstein's legacy, has been drilled into us because the leaders of our society, you know, they chose to go that route. Maybe because of immigration, or I don't know. But just like Christianity and democracy and capitalism, and I don't know, we live under a set of rules that are counterintuitive to the basic structure of the rest of the universe. And at the beginning of the show, I promised you miracles. Amen. Come on, somebody. Here's the first one. Once we decide to change the rules, we become limitless. Our reality becomes limitless, like not the movie limitless, like literally limitless, like not limitless with drugs. Like, you are a supreme being. Like, let's, first things first, you are a supreme being and you cannot be contained. Therefore, with good evidence, you are not contained in this physical reality. With good evidence that we are presenting with you today, outside of daily life, you have control. I think that is the biggest driver of anxiety, is the loss of control, or feeling, or this like perception that you don't have control. Well, once you realize you have been literally lied to by this fucking cult of scientists, your priorities will shift. That's the miracle. You cannot unknow something. Once you know something, even if you don't want to believe it, it will eat at you, and you cannot renege on this information. You already heard it. Too bad. It may not be today, but one day this information will click with you, and you'll understand something you've always known. I don't know what that is, to be perfectly honest, but moving along. These forces that will require further investigation, per Tiller, you know, they seem to fall outside the laws of nature. And that's the point of today's show. Your feelings fall outside the laws of nature. Therefore, you must apply a new model. Because your feelings exist outside of space and time, because we know that you radiate energy. And that energy is separate and distinct from the natural laws that we have already defined. Not that we are fucking right in the first place. It's probably wrong. But you can also call this your chakras. You know, we've been going along this path for a very long time. You can think of your chakras. And this is what Tiller, I like this thing. Because, I mean, if you grew up with the overhead projector, like you write on those transparent slices of paper, Think of yourself as a conglomeration of transparent slices of energy, you know, just like a whole bunch of shit, like seven bodies crammed into this space. The conflict between those forces make up your body. Each chakra is regarded by Tiller to operate with entirely different, and I'm quoting him, different laws, and they have unique characteristics. Every chakra has a unique characteristics. This means the bodies that continue to talk, that I continue to talk about, can be measured for one by simple instruments. Think of acupuncture. It, you know, it's an ancient art of energy healing, and they put little pins in your body, but they put them along the lines of your nervous system. I know at the place of my employment, acupuncture is pretty commonplace for people going through cancer treatment and stuff like that. It's like the homeopathic, like, come get your feet rubbed and get some acupuncture because, girl, you've been through it. And beyond this theoretical model of substance is what we call God. Even though your chakras don't clang together like wind chimes during a thunderstorm, there is a measurable interaction between them. And I feel like the Chinese people and the Hindu people or the Indian people, whatever, all kinds of different kinds of people, Native Americans, conscious people across the world, harmony. Harmony is the most important thing when you're trying to affect your energy centers or your chakras or your slices of energy. I don't know what you want to call them, because there, it doesn't matter what you call them. It's just like God. It doesn't matter what you call God. We know there's a creator. Anyway, there's not just one thing you can do, honey. You have to put all your energy in achieving balance. Though your mind has the ability to create the patterns of thought that create anxiety and negative emotions, think about it. Through your mind, you can create the patterns of thought that create balance or imbalance. You know this because you can soothe your own anxiety away. When shit really hits the fan, you know what to turn on and off inside of your brain to get you through to the next moment. It fucking sucks, I know. But you do it every day, so what? I don't even know. It sucks, but you do it. Like, it's like smoking. It sucks, but you smoke. It is what it is. Through the forces that are inside your body, and now that you know that they exist, you're welcome, you can create new patterns of thought. Bam! You can rest assured that with enough practice, those patterns will begin acting like a force field. Tiller, you know, these are his conclusions. Because you radiate energy, there's a force field. There's a field around you. And modern science, this is what's weird. You don't even know what a field is because modern science doesn't know what a field is. A force field. What's a force field? We don't know. We just know it's there. But you know, when I meditate, I can see that force field around me. I never knew what it was. I've always had the ability. I've always been attuned to the energy of the universe. I just didn't know what the fuck I was looking at. But it swirls around you in your environment and other people. I haven't really gotten it outside of my body, but like when I meditate inside, that's the miracle of your body. It all starts within the mind. By starting on the mental plane, every time you can put or start putting all these forces on one note. Not only can you put them on one note, you have access to that non-physical realm that exists outside of space-time. So when At Knowing Jay is like, Devon, how do we get to the fifth dimension? I initially said there is no fifth dimension to go to because we're already in it. We just have to open our senses and see it. There is no amount of electricity or interference that can take that away either. Because you're a supreme being and you cannot be contained by another supreme being. Like, we're all equal. Like, literally God made it. Anyway, the radiation emanating from every cell in your body will change the environment around you. Tiller, he suggested in his years of research that you shouldn't start with the mental and physical energy in the body. Oh, sorry. Did I say should not? Oh my God. Tiller suggested in his years of research that you should. Very easily, you can start with mental and physical energy. Rest, meditation. If you can get those things down, I mean, that'll probably take you your whole life. So, but guess what? Your mind's occupied. It's like you're not anxious when you're focusing on the mental and physical energy. When you focus on making those feel like one note in your body, like try to bring it all together. And then every time, so through meditation and intense thinking, you must force yourself to think and feel one thing. Every time your mind wanders, I want you to try to consciously snap your thoughts back to where they need to be. And it doesn't matter how many times you have to correct yourself. Eventually, it'll just work because you're like a supreme being and you just have to learn. Like, it's just like, let your brain learn. For instance, if all the light in a light bulb was focused to one point. So the light in a light bulb, it emanates in all directions, and that's what creates a light in the room or whatever it is. The radiation. Imagine all of that energy being focused into one point. Tiller suggests that if you did that, the sum of that energy would be greater than the energy currently sitting on the surface of the sun or in the center. Anxiety basically is an imbalance because you were not aware that you had so much control. It's not intuitive. It's really not. And you're not to blame for any of your issues. But I call this attunement. And you can practice. So trying to get your mind and your body on one note is the way that you create this balance. I personally just did it today before I wrote the transcript of this podcast. I read a bunch of shit and then I used binaural beats on YouTube to force my brain to focus on one frequency. And then I felt a fall asleep normally, but you know, it is what it's good sleep. No, I'm like, oh shit. But then I wake up refreshed and I'm like, have a new brain. So when witches or shamans or whoever talk about manifesting your power, they are not shooting smoke up your ass. Okay. And neither am I, because I'm saying I'm doing the same thing, but that shit is real. Basically, I want to tell you that shit is real. But the first thing you must do is learn. You have to be curious. You have to wake up every day with a fresh pair of eyes, because once you learn, because I'm not telling you what's true. I'm just giving you information that I learned today, and then I want you to draw your own conclusions. After that, you'll see that at a base level, you're charged up like a Christmas tree at a base level, but it's up to you to hang the lights. It's up to you to decorate that tree. It's up to you to put that star on there, because you deserve beauty and a long life, just like an evergreen. Like, evergreens last for fucking ever. Christmas trees, we chop them down, but you know the principle. Bitch, you are an evergreen, and then some. Send your emails, send your questions, send your thoughts to host@centrasun21.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.